Inappropriate Mother, Episode 3. I just dropped my son off at school, and that's always kind of a pleasure because I'm a fat person and there's a pie shop next door with exquisitely wonderful pies called Hanson's Homemade Pies in lovely Taylorsville, California. And I'm calm. I haven't even eaten the pie yet. I just had coffee. Lemon pear brought it with me. Anyhow, I've been ruminating, as one does, about events of the last day. And, you know, I think I have to stay off social media a bit because I am beginning to want to throat punch touchy-feely new age mothers. And I don't like feeling violent towards anyone. And of course, it's a no-win situation when you feel violent towards touchy-feely new age moms, because their voices are soft and they're like, oh, you know, life is a journey. I'm on my journey. I'm fucking other people's shit up, but it's my journey. And, you know, I just, no. So, and it bugs me because it's one of these things where, as a Latina, and just as a thinking, rational, science-based human being, it's offensive. All their little microaggressions are offensive, of like, don't be angry, you know, channel your anger by being positive and join my group and I'll be your life coach and I can show you everything positive. I'm like, you know, bitch, you are a thin white woman who has never had to face any sort of real adversity ever. You live in America, for God's sakes. Like, what was so hard about your life? Oh my God, that 5 seconds when you were anorexic at 11? So, no, I'm not buying your shit. Sorry. And anyway, so somehow I have them on my social media, and I need to do a purge, if you will, of all things related to good energy and positivity and releasing anger through, I don't know, vaginal queefs, whatever they do. I'm just done with that particular thing. And I think about it too, because I have great respect for Buddhism. And, you know, of course, I lived and taught in Japan and been around Southeast Asia and used to take meditation classes at the temple up by my house when I lived in Southern California. And so it's not that I have some great aversion to meditation or silence or alone time. It's just unfortunate in the U.S. that, you know, to be a Buddhist, to be a meditator, to do yoga is fucking expensive. You have to be a middle-class white woman who, you know, eats, you know, a tablespoon of avocado and air for breakfast or something, and that's your, that's how you're allowed into that segment of society. And it's wrong. I feel like we should, you know, the rest of us should be like, you know, fuck you. We're taking back Buddhism. We're taking back yoga. We're gonna take all that shit back from you. And you can have your little expensive, you know, $10,000 retreat, you know, and that you manifested out of thin air and, you know, your daddy's pocketbook or something. But I, on the other hand, you know, I guess in Japan, it's just not expensive to be a Buddhist. You walk around, you go off into nature, you go into your backyard, you contemplate something, the end. You don't have to spend like thousands of dollars on, you know, retreats and other bullshit. So anyway, yeah, I know. Ranting against nice white middle class blondes doing yoga is probably not the nicest thing I could do, but it certainly makes me feel better and puts me at peace with the day to say, you know what? Fuck your positivity. 'Cause in the end, what it really is it's a giant, it's not a small one, it's a giant microaggression. It is. Cultural appropriation on the yoga, cultural appropriation on the Buddhism. And, you know, what right do these little bitches have to be life coaches for anyone? I mean, they rarely have their own shit together. I don't know. I have to, this always happens when I have writer's block. I start seeing what other people write, and then I see stupid shit first, and then I'm like, why? How is this person living? How are they getting paid? They should be in a mall somewhere, you know, jumping up and down on a stick making lemonade. Anyhow, that's it for today. I'm almost to my office. There's a meeting later today at the high school that I will be attending, and there's a luncheon where I won't eat anything because fat chicks don't eat in public. Also, it's at the high school, which means 10,000 hands have touched things. Oh my God, so not eating. Anyway, so that's what the pie is for, because then I can say I ate fruit. Inappropriate Mother, Episode 3. Have a good day.